WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the fiction of Ian McEwan, characters can suddenly become victims. McEwan's novels include A Child in Time and The Cement Garden. His new novel is The Innocent. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
Leonard Marnham, the semi-hero of Ian McEwan's new Cold War anti-thriller, is the most likable character in McEwan's peculiar fiction. McEwan's an English writer who'd really rather be a European. The corruptions of the continent are his psychic stuff. He can't get enough of Freud and incest and castration anxiety and cannibalism. In his first novel, The Cement Garden, orphaned children bury their dead mother in the cellar and turn into a primal horde. In his second novel, The Comfort of Strangers, a couple on a holiday in Venice go out late one night for something to eat and find razor blades, cemeteries, and sadomasochism. In between, there was a collection of stories, In Between the Sheets, in which one character eats ground glass and throws himself under a train. Another is ordered to wet his pants in a restaurant just before he is to meet the parents of the woman he thinks he loves. A third has sexual relations with an ape. And a fourth falls in love with a department store dummy, buys her, rapes and murders her, and then destroys his works of art, including a Vermeer. The Innocent is a little more mainstream. Leonard, who seems to have wandered in from somebody else's novel, probably a Graham Greene, is much nicer than any of McEwan's previous existential desperados. He's an expert in telephone circuitry, on loan to American intelligence in Berlin in 1955. American intelligence is digging a tunnel from the Allied to the Russian sector to tap the wires of the evil empire. Leonard, a virgin at espionage, is also innocent of sex and serious emotions like shame and desperation. He falls for Maria, one of those post-war German women who know the worst about everything. They go underground to diagram each other's circuits. The tunnel, of course, is symbolic. They are interrupted by Otto, Maria's abusive alcoholic ex-husband, a sort of reality principle. In self-defense, Leonard and Maria kill Otto. Otto, too, is symbolic. Like Germany, he must be dismembered, literally, with an axe and a saw. What we learn from this is that people can't be diagrammed, that communication is disinformation, that innocence is dangerous, that all secrets are guilty and Freudian, that language itself is coded emotion, and that rock and roll is bad for you. The virtues of the innocent are many. Chilly suspensefulness, aphoristic bite, splendid evocations of Berlin as a wasteland, and the Cold War as a theology of secrets. But McEwan seems to have had in mind a larger design than the thriller. Like Kafka and Beckett, he's into speechlessness. Like Thomas Mann, he imagines an entire civilization gone to rot because of busy signals and wrong numbers. Sex here is the ultimate subversion of the authority of an exhausted culture, and sex is insufficient. I'm not sure that Leonard and Maria are big enough to carry such a burden and a blame. It's as if the novelist had stuck their heads in the pencil sharpener of his grand intention and ground them down until their points broke off. But it's creepy fun to watch them try. And there's a wonderful movie to be made from it. If only Orson Welles were still around, the third man in the shadows of the Ferris wheel.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine. He's also a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Innocent by Ian McEwan.